Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're on program 55, and when you listen to it and you like it and you'd like to review it again, well, you can have a free copy of it. Postage and handling taken care of by us also. But Sharon will give you four different ways on how to receive it at the end of the program. We have part 11 of another Pearl Harbor to do, and we have some letters here. And let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to destroy the works of Satan by anointing this message today. Father, we thank and praise your name for the outward anointing, which is the anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit for the ministry. We thank you for salvation inwardly, and we thank you for the outward anointing of the Holy Spirit for the ministry outwardly. And Lord, we ask that you anoint every word. Let there nothing be said that is unapproved by you. Lord, anoint everything to open the spiritual eyes and those ears, let them be opened, so that they can see and hear the truth. Because when they know the truth will set them free. Free from the bondage of Satan, not free from being in your spirit, because we have to be slaves to either you or Satan. We have to choose, because it's for sure we're a slave of somebody. And I just thank and praise the Lord that I am your servant or your slave, and I do it willingly. We can choose who we're going to be the slave of. If we're free moral agents, we can choose you or Satan. And Lord, I choose you, and I thank you for it. And I pray that through your message today that people will be saved by the millions, because this tape will go all over the world, and to huge churches in Africa, India, Philippines, and many other places in the world, and that the church will be edified. Oh, God, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, where's the first letter from?
From Harrington, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I have just become a new Christian and am overwhelmed by all the readings of the Bible. I was wondering if there are any tapes that you mail out. One in particular, the book of Matthew, Genesis, and John. I am not satisfied with how I seem to be losing interest in my spirituality.
No, we have all those tapes. I've done Matthew, Mark, John, and we're on the book of Luke. Now I've done Genesis, clear up to 1 Kings, and I may have done 2 Kings as well. I've done a lot of the Bible, and we're going to plow right through the entire Bible. But this is the thing that the Lord wants me to do here, is to get these pieces of literature that he's given me that are concerning the time that we're living in at the moment. Book of Revelation. Then what?
Because I have no idea about anything in the Bible, and I want to grasp it in any way I can. Can you please help me? Signed, Gina.
Oh, certainly. Most certainly. Send her everything. Okay. About 50 different pieces of literature and the Messiah book. And if she needs a Bible, send it to her. And tapes. Okay. You have another one?
Yes.
Okay. Where's this one from?
Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, loving greetings to you, your church at the U.S., in the precious name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your love and prayers. We are regularly praying for you all with much burden here in India with my family and church. We are so sad about the flood situation of Katrina at the U.S. We have conducted special prayers, and may the Lord build their broken families and things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We received your t-shirts and given to our Gospel Tracts distribution team. They felt very happy in sending thanks and loves to you. I will send their pictures in the next email. Here the Lord's work is going well, and your literature are much helping us to win many souls for him. Pastor, if we translate or generate your world newsletter in our local language, how it will be? Most of them here are not aware of this English language, so that they are unable to read and understand our newsletters, and hence they may keep it aside. If we can generate these newsletters in their local languages, those who will be more effective when we give it to them, so that the Lord will open their hearts with our given gifts. Please, once you pray for this request and implement for the glory of God. We are very much thankful for your prayers and help to the Lord's work here. Our tract distribution team is striving well to reach every soul with the wonder of the Alamo Gospel Literature. With much love in Christ, Pastor Jacob from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's the Lord's literature. Send them everything they need. I saw some of these victims on television from that hurricane and different other hurricanes throughout the world. And it's just heartbreaking to see little innocent children. There was such a beautiful little baby boy that was lost, and to just see the anguish in the faces of the parents is just so heartrending. And we want to help, but we need your help in order to do it. We were the first ones there with truckloads of things. We don't beat our chests with it, nor did I go there to show myself passing out packages and shaking hands with people, because I'm not a politician. I'm not looking for photo opportunities. But we do want to help people. And so if you want to help them too, and you want to send something for their behalf, we're getting requests all the time. And you can be sure that if you designate that it's for this cause or the other cause, whatever cause, you can be sure that they'll get it. And if these people would repent, God would not be sending his wrath down on the earth. And it's a tragedy to see how many hundreds of millions of people, even billions, are going to be killed because of their desire to serve another God, which there is no other God. There's only one God, and that's Christ, with his Father and the Holy Spirit. All three of them are one. And so if people would just repent, God definitely would take the wrath away, but it's written in the Bible that people are not going to. They'll just be a remnant. So we're praying for you people, though, that you'll repent so that God can bless you instead of curse you. Make sure these people get everything that they're asking for, because they're looking to win souls and change the course of the way that the Lord wants to bless people. And he can't because of their refusal to repent and serve only him. All right, here's another Pearl Harbor, Part 11.
If we don't do the things that are pleasing in his sight, then he will not hear us when we pray to him to be terrible to the wicked kings of the earth. Psalm chapter 76, verse 12.
Right, he says he will be terrible to these people that are bombing people. And there's so many troubled people in this world today that they're committing suicide. There's a thing on television about suicide, and they say that there's twice as many people committing suicide as there are homicides. There's 60,000 people a year committing suicide now because they're so depressed at what's going on. But it's they think that the things that are going on earth are bad. People go to hell for committing suicide. So it's not any remedy at all. It's not a good remedy to commit suicide for what's going on. All right, then next.
And terrible in his doings toward the wicked children of men. Psalm 66, verse 5. And the devil will remain loose on earth as he is today. Who will you believe? Will you believe God and those who dispense God's word into the world? Or will you believe Rome and the people of the world who are deceived by Rome?
Right, the news media, which is part of Rome, the Vatican, you see them always exalting the Pope and the cardinals and the people that worship them. And you see them always tearing down born of the Spirit Christians. And the Lord says that we must be born again. Again, I'm going to say I did it on the last tape where homosexuals, lesbians say that they were born that way. Well, that's why God wants you to be born again. Amen? Because He doesn't like the way you were born or this demon spirit that was in you. And when you come to Him for salvation, to become born again of the Spirit, this time you'll be not of the flesh, but the Spirit of God will enter in you and give you power to be able to do all things. And that means to abstain from that horrible, all the horrible sins that you are committing and the things that you say you were born with. Homosexuality is not some kind of a disease. It happens to be a demon possession. And when the Lord enters into you, that demon or any other demon will be cast out of you. Praise the Lord. Then what?
The Bible says, let God be true, but every man a liar.
Another thing, too, is like if people get saved and the Spirit of God enters into them, doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted. But the Lord tells you to yield not to temptation, to flee from the very appearance of evil. And so if you are saved and then you decide to go back into the world, the Lord says you're just like a sow that has gone back to its wallowing in the mire. It's amazing how God cared so little for pigs that he cast 2,000 demons into them, and they ran violently down into the water and were choked. So if people want to backslide, this man that had 2,000 demons cast out of him wanted them out. But the people that are saved, and they go back into the world, they want to be the pigs. They want to be filled with the spirit of Satan. And what God is going to do with you then, if you want to be a sow, or a hog, a pig, a morrano, a puerco, a cochino, and you want to be one of those, the Lord will send many demons into you, and you'll not be able to be forgiven again. So a lot of people say, well, now, wait a minute, you know, the Bible says that you'll have power to be able to not sin anymore. And they look at you narrowly because they were saved once and they become pigs. The spirit of Satan is living in them. And so they say, that's not possible because we couldn't stand. You could have stood if you would have read the Bible and if you would have prayed and if you would have done what the Lord says. You say, well, I was deceived. Eve said the same thing, but God doesn't. After you've been born again of the Spirit, the Bible says it would be better that you had never been born if you go back out into the world, because he wants you to be crucified. He wants you to take up a cross. The Lord has provided a cross for each one of us to carry. And we're to deny ourselves daily and take up the cross daily and follow after the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you don't, shame on you, because you will certainly become a dog that's returned to its vomit, or a sow, a hog, where the spirit of Satan will be cast into you. Now, these demons were in this guy that was living in a graveyard. So you know he's insane. What people in this world, if they're not insane, would like to live in a graveyard? Would you like to live around a bunch of tombs?
No.
Well, the man was crazy, amen?
Amen.
So it shows that insanity is a demon possession, amen? So don't be crazy. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't become a dog or a pig, because the Spirit of God will lift from you, and he'll lead you to Satan and his demons. If the same devil that was cast out of you, if you go back to it, he's going to take seven more, even more wicked than himself, and dwell in you, and it'll be impossible, the Bible says, for you to be forgiven again, because the Lord only died once, and once only he says, behold, I am he who is dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm not going to come back and die for you because you decided to be a pig or a dog. Now, I cast demons out of you. You're supposed to be thankful enough and be concerned about your soul enough, and the souls of people around you that are seeing you operate in the flesh. You're to be concerned about that to the point to where you walk in the Spirit, according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. But many people have fallen away. And the Bible tells us that we're not to expect the Lord's coming back to earth again until there becomes first a great falling away. This is in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. And he says that when they fall away, this big falling away, that the devil will enter into the temple of God. Well, that is you, formerly you. He'll enter into you and say that he is God. And the way that the devil in you says that he is God in you is that you don't do what the Lord says to do. It's impossible for you to keep the commandments because you're so much a servant of the devil. And it's impossible for you to tell the truth. It's impossible for you to walk in the Holy Spirit because you're in the unholy spirit. And all you have to look forward to is the dreadful day when the Lord pulls you out of your husk, pulls you up before him, and then slings your pitiful, wretched soul into the pit of hell, and then casts hell and death into the lake of fire, and you'll be there forever. What a horrible thought. What a horrible thing for people to sell their souls. If people would just analyze what they're selling their soul for, and if their spiritual eyes could open up and see what hell is like, and then also see what heaven is like, I'm sure that they might have enough of God in them, or enough sense to keep seeking him on a daily basis so that the Spirit of God is in them so strong that they will never, and that the fear of the Lord would be in them so much that they would never fall away. All right, let's go on.
Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. When God is terrible to the kings of the earth and the wicked children of men, where do they go? The media, the press, and the propagandists will tell you that they have gone to heaven. However, the Word of God states that if they didn't repent while they were alive, their souls are hopeless and have gone first to hell, then of course to the lake of fire. Again, this is the end of time. It is certainly not the time to ignore the terrible God, to be angry with the terrorist God, or to be angry with those God lives and works in.
And God claims that he is a terrible God and that he is a terrorist. You can read just one place. I'll give you the first chapter of Proverbs. Just read that and he'll tell you, he'll laugh at you and mock at you while you're going into hell. And you'll be screaming for him and he'll just mock you. Then what?
It's always been the wrong time to make war with him, because the only way we can win is to yield to him and do what he says. What vain pride anyone in the world has if they think they can wage war against the terrible God who is a terrorist and win. When God's word says that Rome is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, that means every evil thing you see being done on earth has been influenced in one way or another by Rome.
Rome controls the FCC and controls the things that are on television. And that's where this satanic spirit is teaching women to be whores and exhibitionists, and teaching people to be lesbians. I see now that there's a homosexual channel, and everything, they're flaunting Sodom and Gomorrah right on television, and the women are exhibiting lesbianism and showing themselves, their private, and the men as well. It's like there's no shame in them whatsoever. And then they are killing their own babies and committing adultery, and they flaunt this as though this is the thing to do, committing fornication. And the Word of God is just sitting by for you to read and make your choice as to what you're going to do. And they're also that you're lying, and you may think, well, lying is nothing in comparison to the things that other people are doing. Well, if that's what you think, Satan has you deceived as well. Amen? So you're to love the Lord God with everything that you are, heart, soul, mind, and strength, so that you don't wind up lying or committing any other sin. Go ahead now.
Rome points her finger at everyone but herself. The Vatican, through the leaders of the nations it controls, has for years terrorized the world. These Roman Catholic leaders must do as the Pope tells them, or there will be severe consequences. They must obey because the Pope has given them high-ranking jobs and they don't want to lose them. They don't want to wind up with a bullet in their heads, and they don't want to wind up like the Kennedys, Jimmy Hoffa, or others. So out of fear of losing both their offices and their lives, they will do whatever the Pope tells them to do and say what the Pope tells them to say.
Or they don't want to wind up like Abraham Lincoln, who was exposing the Vatican and they shot him. Although there were several people in on that conspiracy, and they fled to Canada. Booth was killed. The rest of them fled to Canada and then were spirited to the Vatican and they were hidden there. Okay, there's many books written on that. Then what?
If they are caught, they will be blamed rather than the Pope, the Vatican, and the Pope's Fourth Reich Nazi Party. This is one of the reasons God is terrible to the wicked kings of the earth. Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men. Psalm 66, verse 5. What good will the things they do today be when the plagues of the Lord grind them to powder? Jesus said, "Whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." Matthew 21, verse 44.
The stone is symbolic of the solid rock Christ Jesus. Okay, then what else?
Those who are using their power in this world to create wars, murder the innocent, imprison the innocent with false accusations, and change the laws of God shall soon meet the King of Terrors, Job chapter 18, verse 14.
Right, and those that are leading people astray. The Bible says that it's better that a millstone so large that it has to be driven by an ox, be hung around your neck, and that you be cast into the depths of the sea, than it would be for you to offend one of his littlest ones. What this satanic cult is doing with their media is tempting the whole world, or leading them astray. That's the biggest offense that you can do to anybody, is to tempt them. Women exposing themselves in men so that people will lust in their hearts, in their minds, and in their souls, leading them into hell. And this is the offense of the world. We're living in the hour of temptation, which the Lord said he'd keep everyone from if they would keep their minds, hearts, souls, their whole being stayed upon the Lord. But people that don't, they are already gone, and it's too late. Once you turn back to Satan, that means you come down off of the cross and go back out into the world. Then God, because you don't love his word, sends you strong delusion to make you believe a lie, that you believe that you're actually doing the right thing and something that isn't that bad, that your souls might be damned. And, you know, when you look at sin so much and you live around it, then you become accustomed to it and it doesn't seem as sinful as it really is. But when people are really following the Lord, walking in the Spirit, the actual things that people are doing today, when it's seen, it appalls them and they just can't understand how people could do such things. But their spirits, their actual morals have been broken so bad that they can't get back unless they totally throw themselves on the altar and close their eyes to the things of this world and stay into the Word of God until the day the Lord comes to get them. Now that's the only remedy. There's no other way. Now these people that are committing suicide and committing all these sins, they go into a house with a shotgun. These 19-year-old boy today did that with a cape on. And he killed just some neighbors just to watch him die. And he killed himself afterwards. And so what they're doing now with these people is they're cutting their brain. They take them into the morgue and then they take a saw and saw their skull off and look inside to see if there's something in their brain. Well, if you people that are fools, the Bible says that a fool is one that says he doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in the spiritual realm, the spirit of God or the spirit of Satan. This is a spiritual thing where people have gone insane, like the man that was in the tombs that was living around the graveyard. Would you live in the graveyard? Would you like to go to sleep there tonight? Well, it must be that you're not crazy that way, but you may be insane some other way. And so you must go to the Lord and stay there, because when Satan enters you, he could come in with a spirit of lesbianism, homosexuality, every kind of perversion in the world, every satanic thing. He might make you believe that it's an honorable thing to become a whore, a prostitute, a pimp. You know, because after all, we have a hard time making money, and we could make some money this way. Then you do that, and God takes your life, and then you're in hell. Satan wants you to sin if you were born again of the Spirit so that he can kill you, and then your soul goes to hell. He doesn't want you while you're serving the Lord, because he knows that in the event that he kills you then, that your soul is going to be right in the kingdom of heaven, and he doesn't gain any victory on that. If I die soon, or if he kills me, my literature and my tapes are out. The Lord is out in the world now through my tapes, the literature website, and my radio programs. And these could go on forever because I've done so many tapes, thousands of them. So he doesn't want to kill me. If he does, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You make my day. That's just where I want to be. But be careful, everybody, because Satan wants your soul, and he's like a lion that's been loosed, a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And the Bible tells us that he's going to and fro seeking whom he can devour. And if he can't get you with the blasphemy, he's going to get you to where you're watching something on television that you shouldn't, so that you can become perverted. or you become a slave to lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, or he could even open up doors to where you could make money in an unscrupulous way, or receive some false doctrine, whatever. There are millions of different things that the Lord God tells us that Satan will do to destroy your soul. And that's why the Lord says, just stay into the Word of God and stay in prayer. Because the minute you look away, you will sin. Because there's no power in us on our own without God, without Christ, without the Holy Spirit to stay alive. The life is in this blood. The blood is spirit and it's life. The Word is spirit and it's life. So stay in there, and that's where your life is. That's where the Holy Spirit is, and that's where the power is. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 55.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, so tomorrow, make sure you tune in for another Pearl Harbor. Some of you may think that we've got an overactive imagination. No, we're just telling you the way it is, and you have to receive it or not. And the Lord tells us to expose the enemy, to expose the satanic things that are going on in the world so that you know who your enemy is. Amen?
Amen.
So until tomorrow, this is Pastor Tony Alamo telling you, tune in, and God bless you, and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.